That's how the rest of that week went. Your third week as a professor in my university. The first week of the rest of my life. Each day, I went to your office at 6 p.m. I got used to being physically exposed in your office. Then I would kneel on your feet and we would talk. Even if I had wanted to, I wouldn't have been able to keep secrets from you. You were receptive, observant, and knowledgeable. I sat at your feet like an acolyte, and you bestowed the wisdom of your years as a top. You used everything you knew, from the lifestyle you led and the education you had, to draw out of me all of my hopes and fears about giving myself over to someone. And the more we discussed it, the more I craved it. Most evenings when we had talked enough for you, you'd pull out your cock and I would take you in my mouth. You kept giving me lessons, correcting errors, explain the difference between what you liked personally and what was generally pleasing to men. You always kept one hand around the back of my neck, and I soon learned that the gentle tap of your fingers was my reward. And unlike the first day, you didn't put your feet between my legs. It was clear that I was supposed to be thinking about only you while you used my mouth. Afterward, after I'd swallowed your cum, you'd let me finger myself. But you told me I had to wait until I was home to orgasm. Those drives home were some of the longest half hours of my life. I was comfortable being completely naked around you. I knew when I went to your office, that's what you would expect. And the next week was much the same. I went to your office at 6 p.m., when it was reasonable to think that the other staff on your hall had left for the day. I didn't make much effort to hide where I was going and rarely ran into the other people. I already had a reputation of staying late fairly often, so I believed that anyone wouldn't think too much about it, even if they had run into me. That week was a continuation of the first. I got the impression that you were increasing my comfort level with being nude around you, with exposing myself and allowing you to explore my body. We did very little sexually other than oral and touching. I was okay with that. Even though I was eager to learn and more eager to please you, I was still nervous and unsure. I appreciated that you were taking things slow. That seemed to be a theme with you. You even liked your blowjob slow. You liked to prolong your arousal and to delay your orgasm as long as you could. You explained all kinds of ways for me to pleasure you without bringing you to the brink. You taught me to pay attention to your physical signs that you were getting close and to read your expression as to whether you wanted me to back off or intensify what I was doing. It was a thrill. You had given me as much control over your pleasure as you did. But I came to understand that you were teaching me communication and awareness of what my partner would want. Kneeling there between your legs with your long cock in my mouth, trying to look up at you, trying to listen to you. That was greatest, truest, intimacy I had had with anyone. It filled me with pleasure and satisfaction even when I wasn't sexually gratified. Some of the time, you didn't even want that. You liked to touch me, to caress my body and fondle me, without concern as to whether I got aroused or you did. You liked for me to drape myself over your lap, so my shoulders were on one of your thighs and my head hung down onto the couch. You would have me raise my hands above my head and my back would naturally arch over your lap. I would lay there, staring at the ceiling or watching your face as your hands trace the contours of my body. Your fingers would glide over my skin, gently, gently kneading my flesh or tracing patterns with your fingernails. You would squeeze my breast and roll a thumb across my nipple, slide the palm of your hand around circles on my lower abdomen. You sometimes played a game where you wrote words in my stomach with your finger, and I was supposed to guess what they were. It was another lesson in remaining attentive and in using all of my senses to process what was happening. It was more difficult than I ever would have expected. I loved the sensations and your presence, your warmth and your served to relax me completely. I'd wind up closing my eyes, drifting off in a haze caused by your touch. I would feel myself practically melting into you. Usually then, you would pinch one of my nipples or the really tender skin under my breast to make me wake up and attend to you again. Once, a thought struck me and I started laughing. "What's so funny?" you asked, and I told you that I had just had an abstract thought. I was imagining what the others would do if I told them how I had been spending my evenings. You cocked your head sideways to look at me and ask me what I thought they would do. I looked over at you and moved my hand to caress your side. "I can just imagine it now. I come into university tomorrow," and they asked, "How was your evening?" And I respond, "Oh, it was lovely. I spent several hours as a cock-hungry whore." My friend would probably have a stroke or insist I needed to be evaluated for hospitalization. Oh, I can't help but laugh just picturing the look on their face. And when I glanced at you, you were grinning. You patted my thigh and told me that I was indeed a very serviceable whore. You chuckled and added that I could use some improvements, however. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed laying there under your hands, accepting whatever touch or instruction you wanted to give me. I enjoyed it. I felt contentment. When we had finished laughing about me being your slut, I slid off the couch and took your cock in my mouth. I gave you a protracted blowjob during which you backed off from orgasm at least 3 times. When you did orgasm, your spunk shot into my mouth with enough force to make me cough and choke. When I managed to save some to show you, and you grinned like a kid when I swallowed. When I knocked on the door that Friday, you didn't rise to let me in. I wanted to be there. I wanted you to treat me like this. I wanted to be your object. I got as much pleasure out of it as you did. I wanted more though too. I wanted more than the taste of your cum in my mouth. I wanted more than your words and instructions. But I had to wait. I had to take whatever you chose to bestow on me. And I would have to earn even that through obedience and deference. You stood up and walked over to me, reached out and brushed my body with the backs of your fingers. You turned your hand and slid your long middle finger into me. You moved slow and easy, sliding over my clit into my cunt as far as you could without bending. I was soaking wet. I was incapable of offering resistance. I felt my cunt clenching around you. I saw a slow smile spread over your face, and I shivered. You left your finger where it was and raised your other hand to brush back a stray curl that had fallen over my shoulder. Your thumb traced over my mouth, and your finger slipped out and back in below. Then you moved in and kissed me. You kept sliding your finger in and out of my aching cunt. You matched the movement with your tongue in my mouth. And I opened up myself to you, tried to lean into you. The spread of my legs and my hands behind my back made that difficult. You wrapped your hand around the back of my neck. It was a sensation that had come to mean so much. You held me still while you pressed your mouth to mine and claimed it with your tongue. You claimed the rest of my body with your finger inside me. You read me. You read my body's reaction so easily. It was like you'd known me for years. You read the tension starting to build, the strain in my stomach and legs. You felt my arousal and knew Norgan was building before I did. To this day, I believe that is true. It wasn't so much the physical sensations of your finger, your mouth, and the press of your body. Those felt good, but none of them would have been enough to make me climax. It was the known way you'd spoken, the assurance and intimacy in your statements. I felt like I was falling, like you were holding me up. Your approval was the aphrodisiac, and your actions were almost irrelevant. In that moment, I thought that I would orgasm from the sound of your voice alone. You pulled away from me, and once again, I tried to move and follow you. You slid your fingers out of my hole and stepped back. Your hand remained around the back of my neck, anchoring me to you. My legs were shaking, and I panted softly. You put your fingers in your mouth and sucked my lubrication off it. And you let go of my neck. You told me to go lie down on the couch, arms over my head, hands on the armrest. And I did as instructed. You hadn't specified, but I assume you meant for me to lie on my back. The armrests weren't solid, so I slid my hands through the space and wrapped my fingers around the wood. I moved my hands together until they touched, and scooted my ass down until my arms were stretched. I settled down, spreading my feet as much as I could, pressing one foot against the back, and letting the other balance precariously on the edge of the seat. My legs were slightly bent due to the length of the couch. You waited and watched until I was settled. I arched my back a little, feeling my breast shift. My nipples were already hard, and the movement made my breast, my entire body, tingle all over. I breathed out, trying to center myself. My mind was spinning. I was imagining you undressing and climbing on top of me. I wanted your cock inside me. I desperately wanted you to fuck me. But more than that, I wanted you to do exactly what you wanted. You paced the length of the couch, staring down at me. You reached down and brushed hair back from my forehead, walked and stood near my feet, looking along the length of my body. You instructed me on some adjustments. I slid up so that my arms bent. You pulled at my knees and then rested one bent leg on the back of the couch, and the other knee hung off the edge. "That's better," you said. You picked up the chair from in front of your desk and put it down next to the settee, so that you were level with my pelvis. I knew without you saying that I needed to remember this position. I thought about the feel of my arms and legs. I marked where the shim of the cushions dug into my ass. I noted where the edge of the seat dug into my thigh and calf. You sat down, and your hands started roaming all over my body. You touched me, caressed my flesh, all over my stomach, my legs, and my arms. You lightly brushed my hips, run your fingers through my hair. You reached for my breasts, fondling them, wrapping your long fingers around and rolling my nipples under your thumbs. Your hands sought my neck, stroking up under my chin, down around behind, and then I crushed my shoulders to my arms. You touched me firmly, and my skin sung for you. I stared at you, watching your face intently as you explored me. I ached for you to insert your fingers, more than one, inside me. I wanted you to pinch a nipple, or better yet, bend down and suck one into your mouth, to bite me and capture me with your teeth. But you didn't. You only used your hands. You explored me. You touched me. You aroused me thoroughly. And then you tested me. You took your hands away, putting them in your lap. You looked down and I felt the ghosts of your movements all over me. The fan had cut off, and the air was still in your office. My heart pounded, and my eyes were glued to yours. You didn't look in my eyes. You looked down at my crotch. I felt your gaze there, and my cunt clenched again. I felt a trickle of moisture flow out of me and slip down. Your expression was clouded like someone daydreaming in a reverie. You sighed heavily, blinked, and looked at my face. You told me There were so many things that you wanted to do to me. So many things you would do if we were at your house. You laughed, low and deep in your throat. You saw me. You paused and collected yourself. I knew there were so many evil and painful things you would do. And I wouldn't know whether to beg you to stop or to beg you for more. And it was happening again. Just the sound of your voice. These ruminations. These vague promises we both knew you weren't going to keep. But that was enough to make me gush. My heart fluttered. My eyes fluttered. And my cunt fluttered the most. Your hand slapped down once, right at the midpoint between my hips. I startled, gasped, but you left your hand there. You didn't bring it up for another strike. You were absolutely right. And of course, I had explained it without bringing myself to use the word. I'm not just a submissive. I'm a bit of a masochist. I didn't just want you to use me. I didn't only want to sublimate myself to your desires. I wanted you to hurt me. I wanted your desires to include inflicting pain on me. I shuddered under your hand. I opened my mouth, but no words would leave it. You told me that you're not a nice man. You trailed off and looked around your office. Said that we could improvise, there are plenty of things right there, but you looked back at me. Your hand hadn't moved, and I felt a growing heat in my center. You cocked your head. Leaned on your hand, pressing it into me. I was transfixed by your gaze. I gripped the armrest more tightly. I pressed my hips up, silently signaling that you could do whatever you wanted. And you nodded. Ah, yes, you did see me. You understood. But we didn't have any privacy, did we? Not really. So you said, we're not the only people in the building, not the only people who work late, but that you do want me to enjoy myself. That you only get off on this if I do too. But I had to. I had to be completely quiet, even when I came, especially when I came. Your hand moved then down between my legs, the tips of your fingers brushing my cunt. You scooted the chair closer to the couch. You ran your other hand over my breast, tweaking its nipple, and then sliding it down to join the first hand. One of your hands poised to enter me, the other lightly touching me. You told to me that I had to prove to you that I could control myself. And then you slid a finger inside me abruptly. I inhaled softly, but managed to keep it inaudible. You nodded again, and you pulled that finger out, dragging it directly over my swollen clit. I closed my eyes and ground my head into the seat. I clamped my lips shut, pressed them between my teeth. You told me that you would keep going, but if I so much as moaned, then you were going to stop. I understood, sir. I knew I had to stay quiet. You praised me and then told me that if I made a noise, you were going to gag me with your cock. I really wouldn't have minded that either. You move your fingers again, and this time, sleep too inside me. You slouch sideways, leaning on the backrest, one hand between my legs and the other on top. You pumped your fingers, fucking me in steady rhythm and not dissimilar to when you fucked my face. Your other hand roamed over my pelvis, touching, pinching skin lightly. You found the point of my hip bone and ground your thumb into it. It hurt a little and my eyes fluttered. I started to moan, but managed to swallow the sound and clamp my teeth shut. You did it again, and I moved that hip up, pushing back against your pressure. You swept your hand along to the other side and did the same thing. In the meantime, your fingers steadily thrust in and out of me. I could feel you pushing in with them together, then making a circuit of my inner walls and pressing apart as you exited. No one had done that to me before, and their sensations were intoxicating. I quit trying to keep my eyes open. Oh. I pressed the back of my head into the seat, pushed my hips up, trying to open myself to you further. It felt like the whole room was moving, like I wasn't undulating, but the couch and the floor were. I had a death grip on the armrest. Your hands moved, one in and out of me, deep as you could, and the other lightly brushing, teasing my cunt open. I would have paid you £1,000,000 if you'd bend down and put your mouth there too. The hand that wasn't working in my hole moved again, roaming up to pinch my nipples and caress my breasts. I didn't even hurt. It was just a different feeling that spread my arousal more completely over my body. I shuddered and exhaled hard through my nose. He paused and stopped moving. My eyes flew open and I gritted my teeth against the entreaties that leapt into my mouth. I just stared at you, eyes as wide as I could make them. I shifted my hips, fucking myself on your fingers, but managing to keep the sofa from creaking. You grinned devilishly. You pulled your hand away, and I opened my mouth wide, a silent scream of despair. But once again, prevented a sound. You slammed three fingers deep into me. I grunted. The force knocked the sound out of me. But it was soft. I barely heard it myself, and the fun had kicked on at the same time. Lucky for me. You woggled your finger, swearing that you knew I'd gotten away with something, promising a consequence of some kind. But you continued fucking me with your hand. Now three fingers doing the same swirl inside and spread on the way out. You curled your hand, so your fingers dragged over my G-spot. I shook in one entirely. A full body shiver that started on my cunt and spread to all my limbs. I panted, inhaling deeply through my nose. I was concentrating on keeping my mouth shut. I bit down on my lips, tensed. Every muscle in my face screwed, my eyes shut. Your hand quit roaming on my torso and joined your other on my crotch. You pulled my hand open, spreading me. The cool air swirled over my wet center, and still your other hand thrusting me in that steady pace. Then you started rubbing my clit. You bore down, pressing my clit into my pelvic bone. It hurt for a split second, and then you let up. My clit was slick with my juices, and you rubbed at it, pressing down and letting up in counterpoint to what your other hand was doing in and out of my cunt. I breathed. Oh, I'd lost myself. I'd forgotten what the rules were for a minute. The tension was growing in all my muscles. I could feel it building, feel myself clutching at your fingers, sucking you in, not wanting to let go when you pulled out. I had my back. I remembered. I was so close to coming that it almost felt like torture. Waiting for that one last piece to send me over the edge. But not being able to lose myself in the sensation. Having to be aware of my surroundings enough to keep myself quiet. The deal to me was mind-blowing. I heard my breath, hard and heavy, panting through my nose. I bit down harder on my lips, curled between my teeth. I was moaning, I was groaning. I could feel the vibrations of the sound strapped in my throat, beating on my lips, trying to escape. I needed to scream. I knew if I screamed, an outcome. I knew if only I could scream, the orgasm might shatter me. Your hands kept working. You'd picked up the pace in response to my tension. I rocked my hips up to meet your hand. I rocked my hips down, sucking your hand with me. Your fingers beat on my clit, rubbing along its length and then flinging the very tip. I climaxed. It crashed down on me. It tore through me like lightning, ricocheting off every bone and organ in my body. The organ was strapped in my throat and it bullied its way through me, wreaking havoc. The air blew out of my lungs, down my body. Tears sprung to my eyes and my hands spasmed and I had to let go of the arm. I clenched my legs together, my knee pressing into his shoulder and moving you. I actually climbed down and moved you off the backrest. My stomach contracted and I sat up. I sat up and reached for you. I climbed my mouth on yours, finding you somehow even though I couldn't see. I kissed you hard and then all of the strength left my body and I flopped back into the couch, blinking away tears but without the muscle tone to so much as move my hand. I drifted in space, floating somewhere cool, while the heat of 10,000 suns radiated off my body. From a million miles away, I heard you say, "Well, down." I opened my eyes, still bleary with tears. I stared unseen at the ceiling. I felt you move, felt the shift of the heat from your body. You leaned over. I managed to make my hand work. And I cupped your cheek. I slid my hands around your neck, rubbing my thumbs over your jaw. You leaned down, one arm propped on the backrest. I could smell my cum dripping off your fingers. Once again, you pressed away the clothes I had fallen in my face. "Not bad," you said. I doubt anyone in the hallway would have heard anything. Your words were gibberish that only formed into English on the third pass from my brain. I shook my head. Still though, you weren't completely quiet. My head moved in a slow nod. That sentence only took two passes to sound like English. You gripped my wrists in your sticky hands and turned them so you could kiss my palms. You did say that you would have to gag me with your cock if I made any noise. I smiled. I understood you perfectly. You told me to scoot down. I furrowed my brow. I did not understand. You pointed toward the end of the couch, and I tilted my head up. I realized that the space made by the armrest was big enough for my head to slide through. I managed to make myself move until my head was hanging off the couch. You walked around, dragging a chair. You perched on the very edge of the seat, leaning forward and bracing one hand on the armrest. I opened my mouth eagerly and slid your erection in. You fucked my face. I laid back, accepting, still floating in an endorphin haze. You shoved deep into my throat a few times, and then you pulled out so that only your tip and part of your shaft were in me. I held you there, swirling my tongue around you, humming and clumping my lips tight. You use your free hand to jerk yourself off into me, and you came with a soft grunt. You coated my palate and filled my mouth, and when you pulled out, I showed you. Beautiful, he said, and told me to swallow it down. You put yourself away and helped me slide fully onto the couch. Then you helped me sit up. You sat next to me and I leaned into you. You wrapped your arms around me, stroking my skin gently and murmuring praise. That was the second lesson, and I was still weak from the orgasm you had just given. I was eager to learn more.